believe that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crack.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, George Katsarilos. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you an estimate, tell you if you have any value at all to your item, or give an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. And we're giving away to one caller or tweeter a box of 2014-15 Upper Deck Artifacts Hockey. Bill, customers at T-Crown are starting to recognize Vince's voice without even knowing who he is. Yesterday, Vince was in, and I introduced him to a couple of guys that I know who listen to the show, and they're like, oh, I recognize his voice. So Vince is becoming a celebrity. And they knew it was either him or it was Clint Eastwood.
Right.
They weren't sure which. It was one or the other. So how are things at HugginsandScott.com? Huggins and Scott Auctions.
We moved our office.
Oh, I saw that. That must have been a job, huh?
Yeah, boy, you know. The funniest thing is, you find things that I know I sold this.
Yeah, right.
I know I could have passed a lie detector that I sold.
Yeah. I can't imagine what I'd find in the back room at T-Crown. Something there. It's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know I had that. Actually, I dig back there once in a while and find stuff. How big of a place are you in now?
Well, it's about another 2,000 square feet over what we had. We got about 6,500 square feet now, and
wow,
between the retail store and the Huggins and Scott. But the best part about it is it's all one level. And before we had upstairs, downstairs, off-site storage and everything, and now it's just all in one place. The guys are telling me, though, if you walk from the store to all the way to the shipping department, it's a hike.
Yeah. So you have like a warehouse in the back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice setup.
And Bill, you're safely on the first ground floor, right?
Yeah.
Nice and safe on the ground floor. Good.
Yeah. When you're getting old like us, you don't want to be climbing stairs, that's for sure.
Nope. And where we were before, it was in downtown Silver Spring, so everything was metered parking, and now we have 33 parking spots.
Wow, nice. The store should be rolling. Things were rolling at T-Crown yesterday. We did a break with that flawless football. There was some nice stuff that came out.
That was a lot of fun yesterday. Everybody had a great time Saturday at Triple Crown.
And then today, I actually, I park near the radio station for the show, and I found a great way to get by traffic. If you want to park up on about, I don't know, maybe 40 floors up, you just walk this. There's a string. It's like a tightrope. You can walk across. You know, you put a blindfold on, you walk across, and you miss all the traffic. Tonight, Bill, Nick Walenda is going to be walking on a tightrope at the Marina Towers, which is literally like two blocks from here. And I don't know exactly what he's going to be doing, why he's doing it, but he's walking on a tightrope. I think, I don't know if it's from Marina Tower to another Marina Tower to something else, building.
So
but it's
500
tonight.
Feet blindfolded. And yeah. It'll be broadcast live, I believe, on the Discovery Channel. I think they're going to broadcast it. 10-second delay.
So you were going to park by, you can see the tightrope now. It's up
where
there.
I usually park on Wacker. Yeah. They have like a base of these, you know, cables going up, and you see all the wires up there. So
yeah, I want to try to take a picture of that, actually.
I got a little vertigo just looking up at those wires.
Like we were saying yesterday, I literally, if I lived in Marina Towers, I couldn't even stand on my balcony and watch him. I'd feel like I was going to fall. Much less, of course, maybe if he's blindfolded. He doesn't get, how could you do that blindfolded?
Over 5 feet on the same way.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Oh, well.
I hope he's okay tonight.
I do, too. At least it's not windy. Like they couldn't have done it Halloween with that wind.
Yeah.
Did you see the waves from the lake going up on the Lakeshore Drive?
They're over like 20 feet high, they were saying the waves are coming in.
Yeah, so hopefully that works out okay.
Yep.
Now, HugginsandScott.com, the Huggins and Scott December auction begins, I believe, December 1st, and they already have items up at HugginsandScott.com. There's a Denton T. Cy Young cut signature. I love that item. PSA DNA 9. Have you ever seen where he signed Denton T. Cy Young before, Bill?
I'll tell you, Tom, I haven't, and I've talked with a lot of people who are big into autographs, and they're all the same boat. No, it's just so very rare to have him sign that, and it had to be an early signature rather than he signed a lot of stuff later in his career later in his life before he died, and it's a totally different signature. It's sort of a shaky signature, but still very readable and everything. But this is a very early, nice, clearly printed, as you can see. And, you know, I don't know what that thing's going to get.
Another one that I've never seen. I always thought Willie Mays' name, his given name was Willie Howard Mays. I didn't realize it was William Howard Mays until I saw you had that William Mays signed item from a 1951 government postcard. Have you ever seen a William Mays before?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, we Googled his name. His name, from everything we could find, is Willie Howard Mays.
It was, and I did the exact same thing, and then I found something. I think it might have even been on ESPN or something, but I did see it where it was William Howard Mays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I did find it, so it was like, whoa, that's all I had ever seen in the past. So that was interesting. A couple real interesting items just leading things off there at HugginsandScott.com. Now, the number here, if you have an interesting item you think might be valuable, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away an Artifacts hockey box to one caller or tweeter. If you tweet me an item at TCrownTom, you'll get in the drawing. And Vince, how does the winner get the box?
If you're the lucky winner this week, just email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience, no charge.
Now, one of my regular customers, I don't think he does Twitter, but he brought an item in to show me yesterday, and I took a picture of it and put it on Twitter. If you want to see this thing, go to @TCrownTom. Okay, he opens a lot of baseball, a lot of the newer baseball products. He's opened a lot of Topps Tribute, which is a nice high-quality product. And he got a redemption back. The redemption was for a Gordon Beckham belt buckle. And he really? Comes in and he goes, I'm thinking I'm going to get a belt buckle card, you know, with like a piece of a belt buckle in the card. And he brings it in, Bill, and shows it to me. He's got a clear plastic box. I don't know, maybe it's like 10 inches long. And it's got a belt buckle and part of the belt on it with a picture of Gordon Beckham on it. It's the actual belt buckle off of a belt.
Wow.
And not a card on it. Have you ever it was crazy. But now, have you ever gotten just a game-used belt? I wouldn't think a game-used belt by itself would go for all that much, would it?
No, but I'll tell you, if it's a redemption item from a product, I think that's certainly a desirable item. I guess it's got a sticker or stamp or something on it that shows it's from the product.
Right? Yeah, well, it does show, like, the box has 2014 Topps Tribute on it. And I don't know if the actual buckle has something on it or not. Actually, it's kind of in the box.
Is any of it signed? Any part of that signed?
I don't think it was signed. No, now, Dennis told me that he saw one earlier, a Johnny Cueto, and somebody was asking like $1,200 on it a couple months ago. It isn't on there anymore. So, yeah, you never know. It might be a valuable item just because it's such a one-of-a-kind thing, but it was just so odd. You know, yeah, you know, especially when you're expecting a card and this box shows up. It's like, you know, who knows? It's kind of neat, I guess.
Sure.
Remember when Gordon Beckham first came up? I thought he was going to be like another Michael Young, hitting line drives all fields. And I think he fell in love with home runs. I noticed through his career with the White Sox, when he would hit a home run or two, he'd go in a slump afterwards. I think he just fell in love with homers, which is too bad. A good defender, good player, seemed like a good guy, but never quite hit it. Now he's with the – I wonder if he'll stay with the Angels or what. But Al from Tinley Park's on the line. What do you have there, Al?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I have some old vintage Jack Nicklaus signatures, and my question to you is they're from a hotel registry, and he's got a – it's a – from 71, 72, and they're signed, but they're also printed as well. Does that add any value to it?
Well, earlier signatures are usually better. That's not that early in his career, but what do you think of that, Bill?
Well, Alice, are they? Is it multiple signatures or just one?
I've probably got, separately, I've got like, I think, two or three that are cut out, and it's, you know, he's got his name signed, and then right underneath it, it's printed as well.
Right. Are any of these documents dated?
No, they're not dated. I mean, they are authenticated through JSA, but it was from a relative who used to work at Disney years ago, and when they had the Walt Disney World open in the early 70s, he went and cut out the signatures from the hotel registry at the Polynesian where they stayed. I know that, but I don't have any documentation that says that this is from.
I would think the cut's probably a couple $100, something like that. What do you think, Bill?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah, very nice. It's cool. Be a good display or something, but yeah, you'd have to get, if it was like from 1959 and dated, you know, right when he was first coming up, that's when it would really help. Or if you had like me, where it's from 1990 and he made it out to Tom at Triple Crown, you know, that's big time. Thanks, Al.
Clint Eastwood, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Now, here's a good call. Ed from Marina Towers. Ed, can we come and stay at your place tonight?
I've never had so many friends.
I bet, yeah. Let's go to Ed's balcony, everybody. All right.
Believe it or not, we are in such lockdown in this building.
Oh,
you can only get four people in, and there's a guest list. I'm sure Rahm Emanuel will have guards roaming the halls.
Yeah. Now, what floor are you on?
I'm on the 57th.
Oh, what floor is he doing it from?
He's going from the rooftop.
Oh, from the rooftop. How many floors is
he? He's going from the West Tower across to Leo Burnett.
Okay.
And then he's going down. He's going to walk back over the bridge, come back into the East Tower, go to the rooftop then and blindfold himself and go from the East Tower to the West Tower.
Did you see me walking on that this morning, Matt, on the radio show?
They tell us we can't make any noise or anything, and then I see Nick Willenda on TV saying, I really hope that everybody is out there cheering.
Really?
What the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, I have two signed pictures of myself with Captain Jim Lovell.
Oh, that's cool. Were you an astronaut, Ed?
One addressed to me and then just one signed by him.
Were you an astronaut also, or were you just...
Oh, no, I was not.
Okay.
I was not.
But you did know Jim
Lovell?
Well,
he has a restaurant up in Lake Forest.
Oh,
and
really?
I saw him. He doesn't go in frequently, but it was last Valentine's Day. He came in, and I asked him if he wouldn't mind posing for a couple shots, and he did, and he signed them.
Wow, very cool. How's Jim Lovell in the realm of astronaut autographs, Bill?
Well, he's very popular. I mean, obviously the movie certainly put his name on the forefront of everybody's mind and everything. And, no, his stuff is very, very sought after.
Yeah,
really?
Very cool.
All right.
Ed said it was personalized to you?
I have one personalized to me, and then I have one where he just signed it.
Okay. Well, obviously if you ever decide to sell it, the non-personalized one would probably fetch more money, but and keep the personalized.
Yeah, that would be the way to do it, actually. And then, Ed, if you take any photos from your balcony and you want to send them to @TCrownTom on Twitter, I'd like to see what's going on there tonight.
I sure will.
All right.
I sure will do that.
Thanks, Ed.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That'd be cool to see, though. That'd be really cool to see pics of that.
Yeah. 57th floor. Boy, I guess if you're looking up, it wouldn't be so bad.
I don't know. It was pretty bad this morning looking up at those wires for me. I'm sorry.
Looking down, though, from the 57th floor, that'd be rough. Okay, it's time for a short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on until 8 a.m. Give us a call with a question about your value of your collectibles, and we'll try to give you an estimate. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is November 3rd. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event, or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199. What makes a legend? 11 All-Star Game appearances, a record tying 26 seasons in the NHL, a three-time Norris Trophy winner.
As Chelios is out of the box, he's right in. Now he sees Owen. He scores! Chris Chelios took a look and said, boy, am I wide open.
I haven't seen a play like that in ages.
And legendary status was sealed with induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame last year. Chris Chelios, and he's the next guest on ESPN 1000's Lunch with a Legend. Chris Chelios joins Carmen and Yurko on Monday, November 3rd at 1 for Lunch with a Legend at Morton's The Steakhouse on Wacker.
Lunch with a Legend is brought to you by your Chicagoland Acura dealers. Visit your Chicagoland Acura dealer today for incredible lease and finance offers. Find the dealer nearest you at chicagoacura.com.
Chicago basketball.
How am I at home? Getting out of my bed, looking out, seeing the city, seeing people that I grew up with every day.
Derrick Rose.
Getting off on Damon, that's when everything started to click. You kind of feel like a performer. Everybody's trying to get everything set up to see you perform. Me being from Chicago, it's personal. I was one of them kids that wasn't supposed to be where I'm at right now, and I'm able to affect so many lives.
Chicago Bulls basketball. To buy or sell seats, go to NBATickets.com.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Purolator oil filters were invented in the USA. So when you change your oil with Purolator, it's as American as the word America. Actually, it's more American than the word America. America was named after an Italian guy, Amerigo Vespucci. Good thing they didn't use his last name. You'd pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of Vespucci. Purolator oil filters were invented in America 90 years ago, and we've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers ever since. Purolator. Keep it pure. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, Meyer, Kmart, and other retailers.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what your item might sell for in a current auction. Or you could tweet me an item at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. If I like it, we use it on the show. You get in the drawing. We're giving away a box of Upper Deck Artifacts Hockey, which is a very good hockey product. Some nice stuff in it. So we've got some guys waiting. Let's see what Todd from Arlington Heights has. What's going on, Todd?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
Quick question. I don't plan on selling it, but earlier this season, I got a pair of red Under Armour signed game-used Tavares cleats.
Oh, jeez. Now, you know, with such a big-time prospect dying at such a young age, we were talking about that a little this week as far as long-term value. I would think he'll always be remembered as a prospect who died young, and I think there will always be some value to his items. There won't be many things out there. I never like selling an item of somebody when they've, you know, so shortly after they've died, but down the road. What do you think, Bill, of value of someone who dies at a real young age like that before they really have enough time to establish themselves as a star player?
Well, there becomes a short window after something tragic like that happens to where people are gathering up stuff as sort of a memento and remembrance of this guy. And we had it in our area years ago with Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
He died. And, you know, for a couple of years, there were a lot of people who really wanted the stuff. I kind of know what you mean about not wanting to capitalize on the guy's misfortune or anything like that. But then again, you know, these people actually want the stuff for a good reason, I think, as a remembrance of him.
Right, so that's true. Yeah.
I don't know that it's a bad thing to sell it to them, you know.
Right, yeah. So, that's it. So you got those in person, Todd, or how did you get those?
No, we were on a vacation in California and went to a couple games, and I know somebody that works with the Angels organization, and I got them through him, so.
Boy, he had a chance to be a really great player. It's too bad we'll never know for sure. Chad on T-Crown Tom, my Twitter ID, says, great show. I have a Ray Lewis 1 of 20,000 commemorative autograph Super Bowl 35 football when he was MVP. Now, that's a good item. Ray Lewis, he's a lock for being a Hall of Famer. I've never had a Ray Lewis single-signed football. What do you think of that?
1 of 20,000, did you say?
He's got it on here, 1 of 20,000.
I can't.
Now, he couldn't have signed all of those.
20,000 footballs.
I wonder if they made 20,000 and he only signed a small amount. Well,
maybe it's a typo and it's 2,000 out of 2,000 or something. Maybe.
Yeah, let's give us an update on that one, Chad. but I would think, you know, probably what, $200-$300 on a Ray Lewis football?
$300-$400, you're right.
Yeah,
in that range.
Yeah, so very good item. Now, did you happen to notice, I pay attention to TV ratings for sporting events. I just find it interesting. And the World Series really wasn't doing very well through the first few games. Then all of a sudden, game six, it goes up to a 3.5 rating for 18 to 49 year olds, which is what they really look at, and which is a very solid number. It's better than your typical TV show that's doing real well. 13.37 million viewers, which really isn't very much really for a World Series, but you know, if compared to a regular TV show, it's better than like Bones. Like the first couple of games were getting like what Bones is getting ratings. Why is Bones even on? Okay, let's
not. It's another topic or another show even, maybe, perhaps.
Why is Bones still on? Okay, but then listen to Game 7. Gets a 6.6 rating, 18 to 49-year-olds, and 23.5 million. I really think young people don't want to mess around with the lead in, all that stuff. They're into things like, they're used to March Madness, you know, one and done, the Super Bowl, you know, the winner, the one thing. They want to see who wins. They don't want to mess around. They want the results now.
Well, it's an event.
Yeah,
the Game 7 is an event.
It's,
like the Super Bowl is an event, and that Game 7 was an amazing game.
No,
amazing
game. Was. Gosh. How about, you were talking about that one play,
Joe
Vince.
Panic, that in third inning, nobody out, Kane on first, and Hosmer hits a line drive screamer up the middle. Couple bounces, Panic dives, and then flips it with his glove to the shortstop. They turn the double play.
Great play.
Instead of nobody out, man on first and third, there's two outs, and And then the rest is history.
Right. That was a great play. That really might have been what really made the difference.
It
and then
the momentum.
Hosmer diving head first into first. It's like, why?
Not very smart.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a track star dive to the line? You know, just think of it that way. It's not faster. Don't do it.
Right. Right.
Wally from Downers Grove is on the line. What do you have there, Wally?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I have a 1959 White Sox World Series ball. It's been in my possession since 59. And
signed by everybody?
And Ted Kaczynski's. I listened to your show before.
Yeah, that's nice.
Listen for Ted Kaczynski. So I it wasn't purchased or anything. It was given to my mom as a present from the Bat Boy.
You know, that before we get to the value of that, that brings back a story, which many things do. When a few years ago, we had somebody called up with an item where they had a Babe Ruth and a Lou Gehrig double signed ball, and then they got some other guys to sign it, and then they played with it, and then the kid wrote his name on it too, like Freddie or something, and they played with it.
No.
But and then they brought it into T-Crown. It was still had value. It sold for like a grand, and later on, somebody said they would have paid $2,000 for that. You know, so it was still valuable, but they really hurt the value. And back at the time, I was telling my brother about the story about it and kind of saying, yeah, do you believe those guys were playing with that ball? He goes, yeah, that's like us with the 59 White Sox ball when we were kids. I was like, what? And I guess my dad had a 59 White Sox ball, and he wasn't even a White Sox fan. I don't know. Who knows what wager he made to come home with that. But I guess we played with it and, probably hit it somewhere, lost it, ruined it, whatever. And I blamed it my brother. He was the older guy. He should have known better. So anyway, the sidetrack, Bill, what do you think of a 59 White Sox? If all the signatures are clean and everything, Wally, I take it?
Yeah, they're clean, but they're old.
Yeah, so kind of faded?
Yeah, but they're all legible.
It's good having Kaczynski. It's better with him on there. He was only on the team at the end of the year.
Right, yeah, right. And I heard you mention that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got Fox and Aparicio and all those guys.
Oh, yeah. And now on this ball, it has a White Sox logo stamped on the front, and El Lopez is written across the front of that.
Okay.
So, yeah, in nice shape, if all the signatures are legit and no clubhouses or anything, it's probably in the $500 to $1,000 range.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I would think for sure in a store for sale in Chicago, if it's authentic with no clubhouses on it, if they're all real signatures,
right?
And it's nice enough, I'd probably be at least $1,000, asking on it. But the signatures would be key on that as long as you can really see them and everything.
Right.
Yeah, and then if they were really clear like that, you put them in a Huggins auction. You never know. You know that there's not a ton of those out there right now.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, that's a neat item, Wally.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a good day.
Sure. Next on the line, we haven't heard from the Riverview guy in a while. What's up, Riverview guy?
How are you guys? Too bad Nick Molenda didn't live when Riverview was open. He could have walked from the top of the Bob's to the top of the parachute.
You did that before, didn't you?
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah, right. Take the seats, though.
Awesome. That's funny.
I've got a hard copy book, James Lovell, Lost Moon, and it's signed by James Lovell.
Okay, yeah, that was we were talking about him earlier. Right. Yeah, what do you think a book would be worth, Bill?
It's a hard copy, too. It was at Borders Books.
Yeah.
And they were open.
I bet you got to be talking 100, maybe to 200, somewhere in there.
Yeah, very good.
Cool.
So are you going to watch Nick Molenda do the walk tonight, Riverview guy?
Sure. I work till 8, but I'll probably be home for it, or I'll check it out later on the news when he goes bloop.
All right.
So I used to work security at that facility in downtown Chicago, and I think it's 62 stories. If I'm not
62 stories. Okay, so that guy with the 57 story Ed's got a nice spot there.
Oh, he's going to have a great view of it.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Okay, next on the line, who's waiting the longest here? Nicholas from, is that Wauwatosa, Michigan? Where's
Wauwatosa,
Wisconsin?
Or Wisconsin. Where's Wauwatosa? I like that
name.
It's
a suburb of Milwaukee.
Oh, cool. So what's up?
I have a 8x10 Hank Aaron professionally framed JSA, and I also have a Ted Williams lithograph 16x20 JSA.
Oh, cool. Now, the Aaron, is he in a Milwaukee uniform?
He's in the Braves uniform, the Atlanta one.
Oh, the Atlanta. I like the Milwaukee ones myself. I just like, I like their uniforms look better, and he was younger and everything. But
yeah, that's two of us.
Yeah, you're probably, I don't know, still looking $100 or so on an 8x10 for Aaron. And now, what do you think of a lithograph, Bill, of Ted Williams signed?
It's a 5,000 of the Ted Williams.
Okay.
Yeah, generally, those will sell in the neighborhood of, $200 to $400, depending on what they look like and how nice it is.
Do you ever auction that type of thing, Bill?
Absolutely, all the time.
Oh, do
go
you?
To our site. You could certainly look
one more. Can I get one more question?
Sure.
Okay. What kind of advice would you provide for somebody just getting into the autographs?
Well, I would say get as
with
many
PLAs and everything.
Get as many in person as you can, and when you're buying them, even if they're authenticated. You know, look up the signatures yourself and just make sure that they look like a good signature to you. You want to get stuff of that just looks good to you, that you feel confident in. I've got one that was authenticated. I think it's a Johnny Unitas, and I've just never felt comfortable with it. I'll have to send that out again and get it looked at again.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that you're buying stuff with reputable and nationally recognized authenticators. I mean, if they come with Bill Huggins or Tom Morgan certificates, it ain't going to get the job done if you go to sell this long time down the road.
Right. Like Joe's Card Shop, you know, that, and people will call with that stuff. You know, JSA is a biggie. They look at this stuff all the time. They know what they're doing, and PSA DNA, or if you get it from the card companies where they had it signed, like Upper Deck or Topps or whatever. But then just get guys that you like. You know, you might change with your collecting what you want to do. You might start out collecting Chicago guys or Chicago Hall of Famers or just Cubs or whatever you end up doing.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, but, you
okay,
know, just have fun with it. Sure.
Go Pack, go.
Okay, enough
he
of that.
He had to throw that in there.
They're
didn't
off
he?
This week, Nicholas. Okay, at least the Bears can't lose this
yes,
week,
they
too.
Can't.
Yeah, so it's a good week. Now, here's what, and speaking of potential value, Marcus through Twitter sent a question. I have several unopened packs from 1990 Bowman baseball, Fleer basketball, and pro set. Any long-term value if I leave unopened? Well, my question would be, how old are you, Marcus? Because long-term, how long-term are we talking
about?
Wait
a century or
yeah,
two.
Like
you
hundreds
know?
Of years. Or it could be a while for 1990, but then again, 20 years ago, who would have thought that those 75 Topps boxes would have gone as much as they are, right, Bill?
Oh, yeah, no. I tell people all the time that stuff, so it's going to have its value in the year 3500, but people
are yeah, right. Yeah, some of it they really made right around 1990. They made so much of it, it's hard to find.
86 to 92 is the death window.
Yeah. You know, it seemed like even right around the time of the baseball strike, things started. Then they changed it, that. Well, it's time for another break. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, so hang in there. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We'll be right back. Thanks, folks.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelOA.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
The expert techs at your Ford dealer undergo enough extensive training that it's almost like getting a PhD in vehicle maintenance, so you can enjoy total confidence your Ford is being serviced by the pros. And with that kind of confidence, you'd write your own fortune cookies.
You are smart,
good-looking, and eternally humble.
When you go to your Ford dealer for vehicle maintenance, the fact that every tech is factory-trained by Ford to know what's right for your car leaves you feeling confident. How confident? Confident enough to park a newly washed and waxed convertible under a bird's nest.
Stop in with no appointment necessary, even on Saturdays, and get a $25 mail-in rebate when you buy a Motorcraft Tested Tough Plus or Tested Tough Max battery. Only at your Ford dealer.
Ford service. Go with confidence.
Rebate by prepaid debit card. See your participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 12/31/14.
Dark times. Dusk creeps in sooner. That's right. It's autumn. Driving with weak headlights is like driving by candlelight. You can't see a thing. Stop risking danger and see better with a new set of headlights from AutoZone. Get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail with the purchase of a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or two single packs. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can call us 312-332-3776 or tweet me a question. You can tweet me an item during the week also, and if we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. This week we're giving away a box of 2014-15 Upper Deck Artifacts Hockey. Sox Nerd tweeted me an item, and it took me a second here. It was a ticket from August 2nd, 1990, White Sox Brewers. And I'm like, okay, what? Oh, and then I'm like, what? Is that Frank Thomas's? It was his first game. I looked up the box score. And actually, it looks like those tickets, ticket stubs in nice shape might be $200-$300, I would think. Have you ever seen from that particular game, or do you often see tickets from, like, a Hall of Fame player's first game, Bill?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm at the show in Boston this weekend, the Shriners show that they do every November. And yesterday a guy came and could sign me, going to be in the next auction, Mickey Mantle's first game.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. Now that's got to be some bucks,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Wow. No, I could get a couple $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, well, that's a neat item. And to me now, would you get that signed, like if you had the Frank Thomas ticket and you were going to see him? I think it'd be a neat item to get signed.
I'll tell you, we on things like that, I try and run them, especially if it's a, you know, if it's a, obviously if it's a player who's still alive, we generally run them unsigned, like a game-used jersey and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, yeah.
You appeal to both people. Some people don't like that stuff signed. They like it in its original state.
And yeah.
This way, if it's not signed, you can get it signed, but you can't unsign something.
Yeah, that's true. Very good point. Jeffrey from Wadsworth, thanks for waiting. Jeffrey, what do you have?
Signed football by Brian Urlacher when he first came in the league.
First came in the league, single signed football, and it looks good on an official football?
Yep.
I think he's $150 to $200 and a lock for the Hall of Fame. Paul from Kenosha is on the line. What's new, Paul?
Not much. I need some advice from probably Bill or yourself. I have my collection of mini helmets. One of the decals, the little oval G on the Packer helmet, is starting to peel away. And I've taken it out of the case a couple times, pressed it back on really hard, but a couple hours later, the edge comes up again. Is that worth, how would you suggest, like crazy glue? Or would you just say heck with it? And it's not that expensive of players like Ken Bowman. You can get another one for $50.
Yeah.
But
it's driving you nuts, kind of, just seeing the thing.
You see that label sticking up, and the decal sticking up.
I like the crazy glue idea.
Yeah, just don't crazy glue your thumb to that helmet, Paul.
Okay.
So what do you think, Bears-Packers? What's your prediction?
Those games always scare me, but I'm thinking the Packers should win, but you never know in the NFL.
No, you really don't. Yeah, but we have a pretty
good
idea.
No, we're pretty certain Green Bay's going to beat Chicago.
We have a pretty good idea on that one. Boy, they better be fired up, I guess. I don't know.
Pistol, they need some help.
Yeah, Pistol Pat's on the line. What's new, Pistol?
Hey, great show there, T-Crown.
Thanks.
I'd like to send my prayers to Mr. Gordie Howe. I hope he's okay from a stroke.
Oh, yeah, he had a stroke. How bad was it? Did you hear anything?
They say it's pretty bad, but they say he's starting to make some improvement.
Oh, that's good. Boy, he was maybe the toughest all-time combination of being a big-time scorer and just a tough guy.
Yeah.
You know, when
you
put that combination together, he might have been number one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my question for you today is... I pulled an autograph, a 101 of Madison Bumgarner from Donruss Elite Extra Edition from a few years back. Wondering what the value of that would be.
Well, you're leading Pistol Pat. You're reading our minds because we had some stuff. I wrote some stuff down at the start of the week, even before Game 7, about how his stuff was climbing and his cards had really gotten hot.
Uh-huh.
For instance, Auto Patch out of... 2014 Top Supreme, numbered to 25. 6 months ago, 2 months ago, that sells $40 or $50. One sold for $284.99 or something on eBay. So yours is a one of one from Elite Pistol?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah,
I pulled
it. Yeah.
That's a nice hit. I mean, if you're going to sell it to me, now would be the time to just auction it. He's on fire right now.
Yeah.
Auction it and see where it goes. You wouldn't really want to try to put a price on it to cap it because who knows, you know. But he is to the playoffs what Clayton Kershaw is to the regular season.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
He was that dominant, incredible. So, if you're thinking of selling it, now's probably as good a time as any, if not just hang on to it long term.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Great item, Pistol. I'll tell you what a performance.
Amazing.
Yeah, that Game 7 really was a good game, exciting
game. Saw every pitch.
Yeah, and when he came in, you kind of got the feeling, uh-oh. That's like we were saying when that Alex Gordon hit that ball in the ninth.
Just wave the guy.
Come on, wave him.
You never know how
him.
That throw's going to come in.
Can you imagine? What a way to finish a World Series. One way or another,
right.
Game 7 of a World Series, and a guy's trying to basically an inside-the-park homer, maybe with errors, whatever. But the play at the plate, that
would have been a great finish or a great way to put it into extra innings or whatever.
Right.
You know? I was screaming at the TV,
that
waving
been
this
awesome.
Guy in.
Yeah. Now, with your guys out, Bill, did you care who won the World Series, or were you kind of just like, who cares?
I wanted to see a seventh game, which we got it.
Yeah, it really made it good. There's no doubt about that. Now, let's see here. Waiting a long time here is Tom from River Forest. Thanks for waiting, Tom. What do you have?
Hey, good morning. I have a game-used rookie bat of Rafael Palmeiro with pine tar stains, grass stains. Official, his name is stamped into the bat. I'm just wondering if that has any potential.
Boy, that's, you know, at one point when he first, let's see, he had 3,000 hits and 500 homers. I think he got the 3,000 hit after the homers. But when he first did that, his stuff was so hot, and then the steroid stuff came out, and his stuff really died. But I don't know, long term, what do you think of Palmeiro's stuff, Bill?
Well, it's going to be like you said. I mean, if they give these steroid guys a pass at some point and they give them all Hall of Fame induction and everything, things going to have significant value. Right now, it's not worthless. It's just there's nobody really looking to buy it. And if you were to go to try and sell it now, you'd virtually have to give it away in order to sell it. And why? You know, just hold on to it.
Yeah, I think it's a neat item. I mean, yeah, to me, I couldn't see asking more than $100 for it right now. And
it should be worth $500.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, at least. And you know, he was probably, of all the steroid guys, he might have been the biggest surprise to me. He never looked like a juicer or anything. He just looked like just kind of a regular guy who really could hit. I was really surprised about that one. Now, are you a big Cub fan, Tom? Are you a Cubs
fan? Yes, I grew up watching them even back to the days of, You know, Jack Quinlan and Lou Boudreau.
Oh, yeah.
Started out, you know. How you doing, baseball fans? This is Jack Quinlan along with Lou Boudreau bringing you exciting Chicago Cubs baseball, where today the Cubs will take on the St. Louis Cardinals.
Listen to that,
Tom. That's pretty good
there. Were you doing radio for a while in your life, Tom?
Yeah, at one time, yes, I did.
Yeah. Now, Jack Quinlan, didn't he die in, like, a car wreck or something?
Yes, he did. Yeah, right around the time, I think, of, I think it might be Willie Gallimore.
Right, yeah, that's right. Boy, Willie Gallimore, for those of you who don't know who he was a running back for the Bears, who I never saw him play, you know, live, but I've seen films of him, and he was kind of like a Gale Sayers-type runner. I mean, he was a great open-field runner, and he also died in a car wreck. So what'd you do on the radio, Tom?
Well, I had a chance to be work in college and for a while, and then I had a chance to work with one of the stations in Chicago doing some of the radio and doing also some of the TV work. And it was exciting. And how I picked up the bat was just one day, believe it or not, there used to be a store on Michigan Avenue for the station. And believe it or not, they had bats and all kinds of things.
Hmm.
And they were just letting them go, believe it or not, for like $2, $4. And that's how I came across, you know, that particular bat. But the love of sports, I've always had, and they're just people ask, well, why do you like it? And I said, it's just a microcosm of life. I mean, you just, I can hockey, all of the sports, baseball, basketball, and it's just a love of the game.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Like even in baseball, like who would think two outs in the game 7 of the World Series, there you're going to be debating whether a guy should have tried to get an inside the park homer or not. You know, whether to
get two outs. You
just you really you never know what you're going to see in live sports. It is exciting. And speaking of live sports, I'm going to be watching a lot of live Bulls games. I really think they can win the East. They're so deep. They're so much taller. You know, I don't know if you noticed last night, but Kobe and Jeremy Lin held Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry to 72 points last night. And okay, and then their defensive front line is Carlos Boozer. The Lakers are in trouble.
Thompson scored over 40, didn't he?
He had 41, and Curry had 31. Yeah, but the Bulls are so much longer. I swear Pau Gasol has blocked more shots in his short Bulls career than Boozer did the whole time he was there. Boozer didn't block shots, but he never took a charge either. You know, so it's a big difference. The Bulls are going to be fun to watch. And all Rose did was hurt his ankle. I think he's going to be fine.
We hope that's just all it is.
I hope that's what it is. Paul from Westchester. What's up, Paul?
I have, I believe it's a 1962 baseball. We had a family friend named Bob Prince, who was the announcer for the Pirates.
Yeah, and Hall of Famer, too, right?
Yeah, went on to work for NBC TV. Anyways, he took me to one of the greatest days of my life, to the booth with him when I was 12, down at Wrigley. And I got to go in the dugout and get the ball signed by all the Pittsburgh Pirates.
This was in 1962?
I believe it was. Wow. I didn't date it, but it's like Willie Stargell, Bob Bailey.
Clemente?
Clemente in there, too?
I don't see Clemente on it.
Oh, Paul!
But, like I say, Smokey Burgess, Vernon Law. Anyways...
It's a cool ball without Clemente. It's a really valuable ball with Clemente.
There is, like a lot of these, I can't really read, and there is, and I'm. It looks, it could be a Clemente.
Well, I'll tell you what. Either send me a picture of it or bring it into T Crown, Triple Crown in Naperville sometime, and I'll look at it. I'll know Clemente if he's on there. Unless it's really faded. I mean, Clemente had a pretty recognizable signature.
It's like you know, longhand, and it looks like a CLE. Anyways, and then it also has Ernie Banks and Ron Santo, because when Bob went over to do his pregame with the Cubs, he took the ball and got those two guys to sign it also.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, maybe I'll stop by. Where are you located?
I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville, right by Naperville North High School. Go to tcrowntom.com, and there's a map there for you where you could check it out. I'll look at it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, yeah. Okay, we got a... Now, my T-Crown Tom is also my Twitter ID, and you can send me a picture of an item, and you'll get in the drawing if we use it on the show. Here's an interesting item. These have some good value to them, Bill. this entire set does. Now, here, Jeff from Highland has a Willie Mays Heartland figure. How do you know if it's original or a repro, Bill, on the Heartland figures?
Well, a lot of them on the back of the belt, so to speak, the belt around his waist, there's the 25th anniversary stamp is usually on there.
Okay. On the back side. Yeah, it looks like his might be an original then because he's got a picture of the front and the back and doesn't look like there's a stamp on there.
I mean, the original ones, a lot of them have a little toning to them because of the ear.
Yeah, like a...
Occasionally you will get a nice white one from the original, but a lot of times you can just tell by the color whether or not they're original.
This one looks like it's yellowed a bit, so this is probably real. So, now, what does that set sell for, and what would a Willie Mays by himself sell for? Do you know?
Mays, a little toned, is probably $100 to $200. The whole set, if you've got them all in sort of a nice cream-colored thing, is about $3,000 to $5,000, depending on how, if you've got all the bats and toe plates and masks and stuff like that.
Yeah, they had a lot of little pieces went along with them, didn't they?
Yeah.
Hey, did you happen to see the other day there were up on Twitter, I think it's a sports collecting Twitter thing that I follow, they had a note here about a collector with a 2 million plus collection was killed and his collection destroyed in February of 2009 when a commercial plane crashed into his home.
Oh.
Have you guys ever heard of that story before?
No.
Well,
I've heard of that.
Apparently, they just the family just reached a settlement this week with the airline. SportsCollectorsDaily.com is where I got this info. But I guess this guy had like 1052 mantles. He had a... Civil War.
Oh, if a plane crashed into my house, I had 20 of them.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess they had pictures and stuff of everything that he had, supposedly. He had a bunch of Civil War and pop culture memorabilia. I guess he was a fairly well-known collector at the time. But, man, what talk about rotten luck.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Buffalo, New York.
Is that where it was?
Looking at the article here on Wikipedia. Wow.
Yeah, well, they just came up with a settlement this week. I wonder what that settlement was. They didn't announce the terms of it, but oh my gosh. Can you imagine, though? There goes everything.
What a terrible way to go.
Yeah. I guess it would be fast. I mean, you wouldn't even know what, talk about not knowing what hit you, man. Now, let's see. Also, I just want to get this in here before we end the show. HugginsandScott.com. The December auction begins December 1st. They usually run for 10 days, right, Bill?
Yeah, and we're still accepting items between now and the middle of November as far as getting them into the auction. If anybody has anything, they can call me during the week at 301-608-0355. We have moved, but our phone number is the same.
So pretty much it might be tough to get something authenticated, but you can still get stuff in the auction.
Yeah, if it doesn't need to be graded or authenticated, we're good.
Now, we've got time for one thing. Jeff from Buffalo Grove has been waiting. What do you have there, Jeff, real quick?
I have a collection of all the MVP separate footballs.
Oh.
From Super Bowl I all the way up to Super Bowl 38. Oh. I'm only missing three, but they're on separate balls. Also, Super Bowl 20 with the logos, when the footballs came out with the logos.
Yeah, yeah.
Going all the way up. But I have the footballs of the three that I need. But I'm just
very cool.
If
he can fill that up, Bill, real quick, what do you want to give an estimate of the value if he gets all of them?
Jeez, God.
That's a lot. I'd say thousands.
Thousands. Several thousands.
It's a nice collection.
Very cool, Jeff. Keep going with it. That's really awesome.
I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, it's time to do the drawing for the box of 2014-15 Upper Deck Artifacts Hockey.
The winner this week is going to be Dennis from Twitter.
Dennis from Twitter is the winner.
So email me, vince@arcdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience, no charge to you.
We've been getting a lot of Twitter winners over the last few weeks. So it pays to tweet at TCrownTom, tweet me a picture of an item, and if we use it, you get in the drawing. So that's pretty cool. And Bill Huggins, HugginsandScott.com. Where are you today at a show, Bill?
We're up in Boston doing the Shriners show in Wilmington, and
we were here since Friday, and we're leaving today. But, no, it's one of the longest-running shows in the country.
All right, so if you're in Boston listening on the Internet, check it out. Bill Huggins will be at the show. ERC Delivery. Vince?
We're here in Elmhurst in 24 hours a day, so give us a call if you need us.
All right, on-demand delivery. You need that refrigerator delivered to your
give us a call.
To your
we'll
grandma?
It. That's right. They'll upstairs, downstairs,
anything.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, no Bears game today, so enjoy the day. Stay tuned for the Fantasy Football Show. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next week.